Hi, everyone. It's Kevin. Today is Monday, August 2nd. Today, we need to talk about something we haven't talked about in a while, and that's COVID. Last week, the CDC issued new recommendations related to controlling the spread of the virus, stating that regardless of vaccination status, people should wear a mask while indoors in areas of substantial or high transmission. Last week, the Connecticut Department of Public Health made a similar recommendation. New London County is currently defined as an area of substantial transmission. In addition, the Department of Defense recently issued a directive saying that its personnel, regardless of vaccination status, must wear masks in indoor settings at Department of Defense installations and facilities in areas of substantial or high transmission, again, as defined by the CDC. And you've seen our Navy sailors here in the Groton facility walking around with masks on since that order went out. At the moment, health officials have issued a series of recommendations, but no mandates. From experience, we know that public health guidance changes rapidly, as is certainly the case right now, and it's likely to continue to change rapidly in the coming days. I wanted to let you know that we're not making any changes to our current stance yet, but our COVID management team, which includes representatives from medical, legal, facilities, safety, human resources, and the Emergency Response Organization, are putting together recommendations for our next steps to ensure we can work safely and in compliance with the public health guidance. Stay tuned as we'll inform you of any changes to our current stance. As a reminder, our current position regarding masks and vaccinations is as follows and has not changed. Vaccinated individuals are not required to wear a mask or social distance indoors and outdoors. Non-vaccinated individuals should wear a mask outdoors when they're in a crowd, at a large event, or in a public place where keeping their distance from others is difficult, and must wear a mask indoors at all times. Wearing a mask is also important if you have a weakened immune system, or if because of your age or an underlying medical condition, you're at an increased risk for severe disease, or if someone in your household has a weakened immune system or is at increased risk for severe disease. CDC evidence indicates the Delta variant of COVID is more transmissible than the original virus strain, but current vaccines are still very protective. The vaccines will slow it, reduce it, and make it far less deadly. While our vaccination rates in the regions surrounding our facilities are higher than the national average, every additional vaccinated individual helps protect the overall population. Our clinics have ample supply of vaccines. If you haven't been vaccinated, I urge you to do so. And when you get vaccinated, please let EB Wellness know. Thanks again for all you do. Please stay safe.